Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex show. And yeah, it's a Monday. I feel like everybody's on vacation. Looking forward to getting a couple of days off so I can mess around with fireworks and drink. I don't recommend doing those together, but some people do. But if you are working, you're busting your butt this week, hey, let me pat you on the back. Because I know you're like, oh man, I wish I could be on vacation. Let's get into something which will make you a little hungry this morning. What is the number one breakfast item in America? A new survey came out because there's always people doing hard work. How do we get the survey job, by the way, to ask people? Hi, I'm Joe. I was wondering, what is your favorite breakfast item? Apparently, this is pretty insane what the number one item is. I don't think anybody's going to correctly guess it at 833-563-2539, but you're certainly welcome to try. Yvette, hey, thanks for hanging on. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's your guess for the number one popular item for breakfast?
Coffee.
Is that what you have every day?
Yes.
All right. Well, I hate to do this. It's not coffee, though. Thank you for calling in to the show. Let's go to DJ. So, I don't know. DJ, were you thinking coffee? Was that going to be your guess?
No, I think that's something you drink. I'm not sure you eat coffee.
Well, that is a good point. Dang, DJ. You don't have to slam her after the fact, you big jerk. No, that TJ's taking it quite literal. So then what is it? Is it something you eat? What do you got?
No, I got eggs, Joe. I'm thinking eggs.
Now, what kind of eggs? Not that it matters, but how do you like your eggs? It tells a lot about a person.
Mean, there's so many different options that you can have. You can have an omelet. You can have scrambled eggs, sunny side eggs.
Poached? I think if you're
eggs
poached, you're a little bougie. Well, let me tell you this, Eggman. It's not eggs. I'm sorry, DJ, dude. Thank you for calling in.
I like my eggs over hard.
That's even a style?
It is.
Over
it is
easy,
a style.
Over medium, over hard. It's over hard is where they crack the yolk. Stop.
No, don't tell me to stop.
No,
when
you've never heard of over hard eggs?
I have never in my adult life.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Nobody ever. Oh, you guys are so weird. No. Nobody
what?
Ever orders egg. Hi.
You're tripping. That's literally the best kind.
It is not. This is not even what I was talking about. But now that we're going down this rabbit hole of dumbness, nobody says, hi, I'd like to get some breakfast. Oh, my eggs. I want them over hard.
Are you the one that works in the restaurant industry?
It's
here.
A thing.
Nobody orders eggs I over can't. Hard. I've heard over easy.
Oogly Google it, Joe.
Over hard. How do you
well,
like your
Joe,
eggs?
Your
well,
life is...
I like them like my life struggle. Hard.
Your life is about to be changed.
How does a pirate order eggs? Over hard.
I mean, it's essentially just a hard egg.
No, it's just they do the egg yolk
cooked.
And it's fried.
If you
and
told
cooked,
me you're
going to
give me an egg
yolk.
Over hard, I assume it's still in the shell and it's like hard boiled.
No.
There we go. A hard boiled egg. I could see that. I want my egg over hard. No, hold on. Jared's on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Jared, we'll talk about this hard egg thing in a second, but what was your guess, the most popular breakfast item?
Well, I was actually, my original guess was sausage, but I was wondering if I could actually change my answer.
Well, hold on real quick. Sausage, okay, we'll get to that, but it is not sausage, but I'll let you do a different guess.
I was going to guess toast.
Toast. I think it's quite popular.
Guess.
You can put stuff in your toast. You can put butter on your toast, jelly and jam. Still not it. I'm sorry, Jared, but thank you for calling into the show.
I have another guess.
Go ahead.
Is it Cocoa Wheats?
Huh? What the hell
what
are the
heck
Cocoa,
is Cocoa
Wheats?
What?
You guys don't know what Cocoa Wheats
no,
are?
No. Hold on. Let's see. Does anybody else know? No. No.
Oh, my gosh. I ate them like every day for breakfast in high school.
Okay. You ate weeds for breakfast.
It's cream of wheat, but cocoa.
Oh, cream of wheat. Okay, I've had that before.
That's delicious.
I've had that. Pork Chop is answering the phone calls like feverishly. He's looking for one person that will actually say, oh yeah, over hard. I know about over hard.
It's a thing. It's
okay.
A thing, Joe.
Now, while we're waiting to see if anybody else has actually heard of ordering their eggs over hard, which I've never had, this whole thing, we were looking for answers, so thanks for your calls this morning. Wait, we have one more guest? Okay, let me go to this one real quick. This might be the correct one before I reveal it. Hey, Lauren, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is your guess? The number one, they say, breakfast item people love to eat the most.
I would say breakfast tacos.
What?
I've heard, like, breakfast burritos.
Well... In Texas, we call them tacos, burritos, all
yeah,
the same.
Yeah. So. No. Hey, I'm not laughing at you. I apologize. We got Jules hanging out today and Pork Chop, and they're just laughing like dumbest thing ever said in the world.
No,
Lauren.
I just imagined like a hard shell taco, like stuffed with like eggs. I don't know why.
Hey, do me a favor. Go out to Taco Bell tonight and get me a 12 pack because I'm feeling hungry. Oh, Lauren, that sounds so good. Do you make them from scratch? Do you just buy some? What do you do for those tacos or burritos?
Well, I mean, everyone has their own way, but bacon, egg, cheese, potato is the way to go with chorizo.
You just said the C word, and I've never been so excited in my life. Chorizo, making my mouth melt. Hey, thank you, Lauren, for calling in. Shame on you guys for treating Lauren that way. We appreciate you listening.
I just pictured hard-shell tacos.
We appreciate you listening in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now. We're losing listeners left and right because of you guys, I swear.
I'm sorry.
All right, we got more guesses. I guess I don't have to reveal it yet. Let's go to Bobby. Hey, Bobby, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your guess, the number one popular breakfast item? People say, I love eating this.
Oatmeal.
Yeah, I'm down for some oatmeal.
Are you an oatmeal kind of person, Bobby?
Yeah.
Do you put anything in it or just straight up?
Sugar, brown sugar.
Do you ever do raisins in there? Like McDonald's does that. No, McDonald's, they put raisins in their oatmeal. It's pretty good.
No.
All right. All right, Bobby's a simple dude with a simple plan right there. 833-563-2539. Leah, now this sounds good. Leah, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with pancakes.
Hot butter and syrup?
My fave.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I would include them in the same thing. How do you feel about waffles?
I would pick waffles over pancakes, but I work in a breakfast place, and I say pancakes are way more popular.
Okay, what if I told you, even though you work there, like I'm not criticizing you, you're wrong. Like your guess, you don't know what you're talking about. No, Leah, thanks for calling in, though. We appreciate it. Go ahead. What's up, Jules?
Is it bacon?
No, it's actually, it is not bacon. Bacon might be on this, though. Can I just give you right now, because I feel like everybody's going to keep on calling in and getting it wrong. The number one thing they say that people love to eat that's really good for breakfast, leftover pizza.
That's disgusting. I've never done that in my life.
You've never had leftover pizza? That is so good. I had some the other day.
I've had leftover pizza, but not for breakfast.
Oh, my God. Cold pizza?
Oh, I want to throw up.
What do you mean?
Cold pizza is gross. You're talking like pepperoni and sausage?
Yes. With the juice? No. What's a pizza to you? You talking about with gingerbread and licorice?
I mean, there's like fruit pizza and stuff like that. I can see that being maybe a pizza you would eat for breakfast.
Pork Chop, back
disgusting.
Me up on this one. You like cold pizza for breakfast, right? That definitely is the number one thing.
I've definitely had that. When I was younger, I've had cold pizza for breakfast, yes.
Uh-uh.
All right, does anybody actually agree with this one right here? I feel like everybody's going to be shocked and a little bit upset, but when I saw this, I was like, wow, okay. According to a survey, the most popular breakfast food in America is cold pizza. Half of the people say they'd rather have a piece of cold pizza for breakfast than any other traditional breakfast food.
A donut? Hello, what is wrong with people?
How does no one guess donut? That's a good one. But hey, Joe, I Googled a picture of an over-hard egg for you. Please, so you've never seen this?
Never seen an egg like that. And notice how nobody called in.
It looks like an egg.
Notice, hold on, let me go see if anybody else called in. No, still, nobody called in. You guys are crazy. I'd like you to apologize now for being wrong.
You're crazy.
We're not wrong.
Yeah, you are. Nobody called in for over hard egg.
Well, I'm going to put it on Instagram and you'll see.
Ask our boss. He eats over hard eggs.
Our boss also likes wine. He's like a wine snob.
He still eats over hard eggs.
Wait, he does?
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can work for this guy anymore. He's an over hard egg kind of guy.
Yeah, you just need to broaden your horizons, Joe.
I can't work with people like that. I'm going to have to file a grievance or something.